Many Native American tribes across the U.S. are fighting to save their endangered languages. WUNC's Laura Pelliser has the story of how one tribe in North Carolina is trying to bring its language back.
The Halawasaponi Indian tribe is based in Halifax and Warren counties in northeastern North Carolina. Like many tribes, they are trying to bring back their language in spoken form and in song. That's the Stony Creek Singers, singing on a modern recording in a language that's been considered dormant since the 1700s. The last fluent speaker of the Tutelo Saponi language is thought to have died in the 1980s.
Our drum groups, we were singing the songs of other tribes, and we were singing different languages, and so we really didn't have a way to express ourselves.
That's Marty Richardson, director of the Halawasaponi Historic Legacy Project and member of the Stony Creek Singers. Richardson told the State of Things that he's on a mission to bring the Tutelo Saponi language back, a mission that started young.
So as a 14, 15-year-old, I started doing research. I go to local libraries, I go to local universities, and I found the published articles on Tutelo. And that's kind of what set me off.
Today, Richardson is both learning and teaching the language. He's considered one of only a handful of nearly fluent Tutelo Saponi speakers in the world. Ana Luisa Daigneault is the program director for the Living Tongues Institute for Endangered Languages. She understands the work involved in saving a language.
It might come down to just a very small number of dedicated individuals in the community, often teachers and some really passionate students who are really carrying the burden for everybody.
But with that burden also comes significant value for future generations.
It's important for the cultural identity of the people themselves, the people of the community who spoke the language ancestrally, to maintain that heritage and create that sense of self and the connection to the past.
Today, Richardson is proud to say the language is spoken in his community, mostly in phrases and ceremonial prayers, and also, importantly, in music. Laura Pelliser, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.